Welcome to our latest edition of the podcast series. Staffan Tubbs with you from News Talk 710 KNUS in Denver on Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. As we record this on Wednesday, April 19th, today marks 1 month since Dr. Jim Craig, my former dentist at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora, was placed under arrest. He was arrested the early morning hours of Sunday, March 19th, just a day after his wife was declared brain dead. Angela Craig did not know her well, but had dealt with her and radio advertising and Dr. Jim Craig and Summerbrook Dental at another radio station for many, many years. And I was telling a friend earlier today, it's still, all of this has not sunk in for me. And as we always say, it is not lost on me that there are six children involved, three of them remain minors under the age of 18. Coming up at the end of this podcast, we will update the Angela Pray Craig Children's Fund. And if this is of interest to you, I do urge you to donate generously. The last podcast we had gone back and forth with the final texts, at least that are in the arrest affidavit, between Jim and Angela Craig. She was then in University Hospital. We have talked about the house of cards starting to crumble, the business partner and his wife, Jim Craig, at the bedside of Angela Craig on that Wednesday. And the evening ended up basically with the business partner telling Jim Craig, "Jim, stop talking, get a lawyer." It was on March 16th, last month, that a detective received the signed warrants from an Arapahoe County magistrate judge, and they started to collect evidence. Keep in mind that it was Thursday morning, the early hours of about 12:30 a.m. on Thursday, March 16th. The first homicide detective, after being alerted by a mandatory reporter, a nurse at University Hospital, that first detective would show up the early morning hours of March 16th, and that basically begins the investigation. What they asked for in multiple warrants, they had signed warrants for the retrieval of Dr. Jim Craig's blue iPhone 14 Plus, a hard drive collected from dental exam room number 9 at Summerbrook Dental, also Jim Craig's laptop from the dental office, and his iPad that was collected at the Craig residence in Aurora. So fast forward to Friday, it was St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I'll read from the more than 50-page arrest affidavit as we have gone over multiple times so far in this series. This says, on March 17th, 2023, due to the forensic detective being off work, an initial history search of the devices was conducted. Your affiant and Detective Harris, who would be the one writing this long arrest affidavit, plugged the hard drive into a TV to look at the history of dental room number 9. And there were screenshots of Google history, just like we are all familiar with. And quoting from the arrest affidavit, Detective Harris opened the Google Chrome page and saw the above depiction. Just below the X area of the web page that you would click to exit the page was a J. Now, this, when selected, provided a possible additional email account of Jim Craig. According to the arrest affidavit, quote, the known email on this phone was fill in the blank. And the new email, as we have discussed, was jimandwaffles@gmail.com. The arrest affidavit continues. Detective Harris then clicked on the three small dots. We all know what those look like. It was on the right-hand side of the page of the J, and they clicked on the history. And I quote, the history of the email account began February 27th, 2023. This appeared to indicate the email address was created on that date. Beginning on February 27th, 2023, we observed that the user had conducted searches related to poison. Continuing to quote from the arrest affidavit, those searches included, quote, how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human, close quote, and is arsenic detectable in an autopsy, close quote. The history was there. This was not a history that was retrieved via a forensic computer scientist. It was literally there. And I've had many people, again, we try not to be gossipy. This is not why we do this series, but I've had many people go, you've got to be kidding me. There wasn't a burner phone and the search history wasn't deleted. And if the affidavit is true, the history was not deleted. It was there for detectives. They go over screenshots on February 27th. And what this does indicate is that allegedly Dr. Jim Craig had searched chemical suppliers in Aurora and had also made a purchase via Amazon. Now, as an aside, my producer Mark Crowley and I have done a little bit of work ahead of recording this, and we have both tried via Amazon to purchase, or at least see if it would pop up in a search, the same type of arsenic that allegedly was purchased by Dr. Jim Craig on February 27th. This has been an issue where I think I've indicated to you before. To me, that's an entirely separate issue. Wait a minute. You can buy arsenic at Amazon.com. And in this case, the allegation is it was purchased on February 27th. It was delivered to the Craig home in Aurora on March 4th. The total purchase, according to the arrest affidavit, $13. Now, after we had spent several minutes looking, kind of searching and putting it in different ways, we were unable to find that. Maybe it's operator error on our part, or just maybe you can no longer buy it. I say, if it's the latter, that is all the better. You may have a different opinion. Back to the arrest affidavit. It says, James had searched chemical suppliers again in Aurora. They take a couple of screenshots and put that in the arrest affidavit. As it continues, the Amazon order number in the email was such and such order. That was clicked on by detectives. Again, they have the search warrant that has been signed, so they are doing their detective work. And I quote, "And the Amazon account pulled up an order. The item was ordered on February 27th, 2023, and delivered to the home address belonging to Jim and Angela Craig," and quote here, "left in the mailbox on March 4th, 2023. The item ordered was arsenic metal 99.9999% crystalline metalloid 10 grams for element collection." And again, in the arrest affidavit, it cost $13. "In the description of the item James purchased," the arrest affidavit continues, "the information stated that arsenic is often believed to be used for murder, as it has been in many crime novels. The second portion of the informative description stated that, quote, the real danger is in swallowing it, which could very well prove fatal," close quote. They then go on, and this is about page 27 of the arrest affidavit, and it is certainly available for your perusal if you search it either via the Aurora Police website or the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office website, and you will see basically what I have been seeing, and as we've been continuing this podcast series. They go over in this, the next screenshot, quoting, "showed the following history from 3:32 p.m. to 3:35 p.m. on February 27th. It shows that screenshot. The next screenshot shows the search history from 3:28 p.m. to 3:32 p.m. So they're obviously going back in time as they scroll. The next screenshot, according to the arrest affidavit, shows the search history from 3:22 to 3:28. So that means at minimum, we are going from, and then the next screenshot is about 3:20 p.m. on February 27th. So that is from 3:20 to at least 3:35. That's 15 minutes. Again, if you believe the arrest affidavit, the allegations, that is at minimum 15 minutes. Allegedly, Craig is in dental exam room number 9 for 15 minutes searching arsenic purchases and how much arsenic does it take to kill a human. This, according to the arrest affidavit, it needs to be noted every time. Dr. Jim Craig, who has now been, as of today, in the custody of authorities for 1 month, exactly as we record this on Wednesday, April 19th, he is an innocent man and is innocent until proven guilty. But if you read this arrest affidavit, it's truly stunning that this was allegedly at the place where he worked. And it would go on from there, of course, with the potassium cyanide order, et cetera, that we will get into more specifics coming up in a later episode. So it says, as I go back to the arrest affidavit, James searched arsenic on the Alpha Chemistry website that provided many variations of arsenic. The next screenshot in the affidavit from 3:20 p.m. to 3:22 p.m. provided the following, another screenshot. This particular search, according to the affidavit, had a Google search of, quote, how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human, close quote. Detectives clicked on that link, and what they found, quote, information of what could be an exposure or lethal dose. And this actually pops up an actual Google page. When you type in how much arsenic would it take to kill a human, it pops right up there. Another screenshot from 3:15 to 3:20 p.m. On February 27th shows, again, the history, and then back to the affidavit. The bottom of this screenshot shows a search of, quote, is arsenic detectable in autopsy, question mark, close quote, from the Carlson Company. When that website was clicked by Aurora Police detectives, the following was found, and it says, in essence, it's an entire webpage. Is arsenic detectable in an autopsy? And there's even a subheading, quote, all you need to know about arsenic poisoning. And on the right-hand side of this website, there is a contact us. There is a WhatsApp, news, locations, follow. This is all allegedly happening the afternoon of February 27th, 2023, the day that the arsenic was ordered. And then more screenshots. This goes back to 3:11 p.m. on February 27th. And by my math, that is about 30 minutes at least that he allegedly is in dental exam room number 9. Someone is searching this. It did not just happen. They found this. Dr. Jim Craig is allegedly the one that was doing these searches. Again, that will come out at a potential trial. We'll wrap up this podcast. The search history, back to the affidavit. This would be page 31. The search history provided YouTube searches. YouTube searches for, and I quote, top five undetectable poisons that show no signs of foul play, close quote. Quote, how to make poison, close quote. And, again, these are YouTube searches, quote, the top 10 deadliest plants, parentheses, they can kill you, close parentheses, close quote. The top five undetectable poisons showing no signs of foul play, according to the arrest affidavit, when they went and clicked that on, is a video by It's All Viral, and they show a screenshot of that in the arrest affidavit, and I quote, the video provides the top five undetectable poisons and how they affect certain people. The following information is a synopsis of what was provided, this according to what detectives with Aurora PD saw. Polonium. An ex-Russian spy killed by this in a teacup. The item is said to be so dangerous that 1 gram could kill 1.5 million people in a few months. Mercury. Amadeus Mozart was killed by lethal mercury pills. There are three forms of that can be ingested, inhaled, and consuming it. Cyanide. Found in countless items in the home and other locations, 1.5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight is a fatal dose for humans. Botulinum toxin, if not treated immediately, leads to paralysis. If not treated right away, can lead to death. And finally, item number 5, arsenic. And I quote, virtually undetectable besides the Marsh test used in murder and mystery. That wraps up page 31 of the arrest affidavit. Again, the video and YouTube searches allegedly by Dr. Jim Craig. As we wrap up this podcast, I want to make a note again that it has now been more than a month since the death of Angela Craig, declared brain dead at University Hospital on Saturday, March 18th. So a month and a day as we record this. It was 1 month ago today that Dr. Jim Craig, in the early morning hours of Sunday, March 19th, was taken into custody. He has been held in the Arapahoe County Detention Facility, as we've talked about in previous podcasts. I do have it on good authority that he has remained away from the general population, and he has been in the medical wing as of at least late last week. And that is, according to sources, pretty much standard operating procedure at this point because of the high publicity in this case. And as we wrap up, again, a reminder that his next court appearance will be the headline grabber. Is there enough evidence to hold this man over for trial? It is set for Friday, June 2nd at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. I will be in the courtroom. And of course, we'll have podcasts up into leading to that Friday date, but just a heads up on that. And finally, as you'll see on your screen, an update on the Angela Pray Craig Children's Fund. They are still short of their goal. And as we open at least every podcast, and I want to close, it is not lost on me that there are six children involved. They have lost their mother permanently, and at least for now, they've lost their father as well. If you are able to give, I urge you to give generously. We'll be back soon with another podcast episode as we continue heading toward the preliminary hearing set for June 2nd. For producer Mark Crowley, I'm Stephen Tubbs, and we appreciate you watching.